Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I don't know what to believe in the Nick Chubb stuff on whether he will come back, whether he won't. It stands to reason that you've got three running backs there, and I don't know it'd be exactly fair to bring Nick Chubb back to Quinshon Judkins, to Sampson, or to Jerome Ford. I also think there are only so many touches that go around. But it's not as if, like, Nick Chubb is – it's not as if anybody's knocking down his door and offering him the moon. So yeah. I don't know there would be this great expense if they do bring Nick Chubb back.
I mean, if you brought him back, it would just be with the idea that he's just a good locker room guy and he's good to be around.
I mean, you got to bring him out to smash the guitar.
Might as well. He's like, at least he's 10 feet away. We can just have him do that. It reminds me of the quarterback situation in many respects, where as much as I like Nick Chubb, if this year isn't about trying to figure out anything but who can be on the team for 2026 and who actually has something, shouldn't I want as many carries as possible go to Judkins and Sampson?
Yeah, and also, if you're Nick, like, you, I don't know that being in a backfield with three young running backs makes any sense for you, because you need to show some semblance. If all you can do is, if all you are is a five carry a guy game, those guys are a lot younger guys that are a lot cheaper that can do that same job at 4 yards per carry.
Well, and at that point, we might as well just make you one of the ambassadors to the team, right? And just, like, call it what it is. It's like a figurehead role more than it is a we need you to be productive role. And Nick Chubb doesn't want that, and I don't think Nick Chubb deserves that.
And I also, like, guys, I'll go back on this, and I'll continue to say this. Watch the last three games. He was pretty decent. Like, he wasn't Nick Chubb yet, but, like, if you look at the first three games and the last three games he played before the foot injury last year, there was some really good stuff, and just in terms of how he was moving, I think there's a role out there in the NFL, or at least there should be, where he can showcase himself a little bit more here, because it wouldn't make sense. Like, we harp a lot about rookie contracts with quarterbacks,
yeah,
and how the goal is, in those 5 years, it allows you freedom to go ahead and spend elsewhere because the quarterback is on a fixed cost. Same principle with young running backs. Like, young running backs are at such a premium if they're good enough to be part, even if it's just part of a triumvirate, even if it's just part of some sort of a three-way position there, whatever it is, because those dudes are on such affordable contracts when they're young, that it almost wouldn't make sense to then have Nick Chubb, even on the vet min, which is still inflated from what, like, a rookie minimum is.
But what they always told us, because you mentioned, like, the final three games and how you thought he was looking a little bit better, they always told us that year two coming off that big injury was going to be the better year. So if the Browns wanted to bank on that, maybe. I want to give the opportunities to Judkins and Sampson instead.
Okay.
Is that an unpopular take? Like, I'm ready to be done with Nick Chubb right now?
I would imagine it's unpopular, yeah.
Like, I'm okay. I think it's the best interest for him. I think it's the best interest for the Browns.
I don't want Nick back if it's in a ceremonial role, because I think he deserves a chance to prove he's more than that. And now, granted, like, the way this works is they might intend for him to be a ceremonial role, and then if he's just better than everyone else, I mean, you'd be just dumb not to put him out there as the workhorse back. But I just think, like, for him, this is Jamal Lewis at the end in Baltimore. And I've always made the comparison because of Jamal's little stutter step that I loved watching, even though it was with the Ravens. Nick's little gather step, or whatever you want to call it, where he just kind of shimmied and then he was off. Like, so there's the literal Nick Chubb versus Jamal comparison that I've always loved. But now, I mean, I think Nick, if there's a decent chance of winning a job out there, whether it's in as long as it's not Pittsburgh, wherever it is, I think he's got to go do it. And I think it is probably best for the Browns. And I think that's hard to say. I can't say I want it. Like, if they bring him back as a fan, I'm going to love it because I love Nick Chubb. But I'm also, if he signs elsewhere, I'm going to be like, you know what, man, good for Nick. The Browns, I think, got something going here. Let's just let this play out.
I think it'll be a sigh of relief for myself if they let Nick Chubb go play elsewhere, because I feel like he can do something and I want him to have that opportunity. And he's just blocked right now.
Yeah, and I think
he's blocked.
I think the only way, I think the only way you can screw this running game back up, I think they're going to lean heavily on the running game, and I think they're going to lean maybe as heavy on the running game as they have since like Nick and Kareem were getting like 40 carries a game, like where they were just like at some point it was almost too much running for people around the NFL.
People act like Baker threw the ball a ton. Yeah. The apex of Baker was 28 throws a game.
Yep,
like he was not throwing the ball a million times each game.
So I think provided that the offensive line is healthy, I think the wide zone scheme is going to be. Listen, I don't know it's going to be an air attack. I don't know they're going to score a lot of points, but I do think the running game is going to give them a big chance this year. Because that offensive line healthy in the wide zone scheme with young, fresh legs, including two guys. I mean, I don't see the giddy-up gear with Quinshon Judkins the way I did with Travion. He ain't slow. And then Samson and Jerome Ford are dudes who can turn 3 yards into 96 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah,
Samson.
I like Samson a lot. I liked him even in that playoff game against Ohio State, which was one of the worst games he had. One of the ones that everyone goes to, because it's like he got to play Ohio State competition and it didn't go well. But going into that game, it was just like everyone was focused on Nico, and then everyone's like, oh yeah, you got to focus on the offensive SEC offensive player of the year at running back. Like he's the type of player that just did so well from a numbers perspective. You're like, I until I see him not do it at the NFL level, I won't believe that he can't.
And I love the speed. I think Samson and Shador are the same iteration of each other, just at different positions. Like, I think when Samson was there in the middle of the fourth round, they went
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
There's no way we can't draft this kid. And I feel like they did the same thing with Shador. It was like, I mean, at this point, we'd be dumb to not take him.
When I think Gabriel falls in line with that too, where you just that those are three players individually that basically wrecked college football from a numbers perspective and from what they were able to do against the competition that they played, and it's just what will translate to the NFL and what won't.
But I think whether it's with or without Nick Chubb, and we got James on Twitter saying Chubb could lead the league in rushing if given the chance. I think if a lot of teams felt that way, Nick would already have a job.
Listen, it's not an accident as to why he's posting the workout videos that he's posting. Clearly, people aren't calling, and he understands that he needs to drum up some interest. By the way,
I thought it was just because it was April. I feel well, like that's usually with Nick in April, we get the workout videos.
Video worked for me.
Was it the jumping ridiculous heights?
Well, you know what my thought was when he posted the video where he literally jumps like to the ceiling from like a standing motion, and then he lands and continues to hop like a bunny. We're not the same species.
No.
I couldn't even dream of doing something like that. How are we the same species?
When I was 275 pounds and going out for shot put in high school, and they did the box jump, I remember I hit like a 30-inch vert, and I remember thinking like, I'm a god.
Yeah.
I watch these dudes jump 10 feet in the air, and I'm like, I am nothing. Granted, I couldn't jump 30 inches now if I tried. My point is, I remember box jumping and being good at it at a heavier weight and thinking I was something because I went to a PCL school, and then every video out there with dudes jumping over cars and all this stuff, I'm like, man, I really was not bleep. I will never be bleep.
I mean, he's like at the end of Forrest Gump. Lieutenant Dan's got new legs. Like, where did this Nick Chubb come from?
Now, here's the thing. I don't know that the NFL believes that. I still believe in Nick Chubb. But I don't know he's going to get the opportunities he needs here. And I think that's we're in this weird crossroads of I want what's best for that dude, because I don't know if he can lead the league in rushing. Do I think he can still be a 1,000-yard back in the NFL at this point in his career? It's a ridiculously small sample size. I'll believe the tape that I saw those last three games, knowing that year two is supposed to be the better year coming off that injury.
I have a hard time thinking he'll get there, but maybe he will surprise a lot of people. I want to give him the chance, but I don't want to give him the chance here and then feel like he's roadblocking the two guys we just took.
I mean, if he ran for 13, we'll throw something out there that feels extravagant. If he ran for 1,300 yards this year, no matter if they won 3 games or 10 games, none of us are going to give a rip about the young running back. So, right? Just as a devil's advocate.
If he ran for 1,300 yards, but I think that's a...
What if he ran for 1,000 at 5 yards per carry?
Well, that's an incredible season. That's a Pro Bowl season. I don't think anybody's mad at that.
So where's like the
point?
But
I think the expectation cannot be that he's going to have a 1,000-yard season.
I mean, I think if you bring him back, it's because you think he can still be a focal point or somewhere in there of your running game. If you're the
with
Browns, specifically if you're the Browns.
Oh, no, I think they're looking at it like it's Judkins, it's Samson, and then if you bring back Nick Chubb, it's a couple carries here and there.
I mean, it's not a fit.
That's why it's not. That's why I don't know that many people are suggesting it is a fit. That's why I think we all thought that it's dead on, or it's basically dead now.
I still don't know it's dead. I don't know. This is the beauty of the Browns. The plan is so much bigger than people realize. It's not just about 2025. I mean, listen, if you brought back Joe Flacco in part for fan service, there's no greater fan service you could provide Browns fans than Nick Chubb.
For sure. Well, and again, if Chubb was able to be a 1,000-yard guy, then there's no telling you how long he could actually do it for. Because he'd be starting to beat Father Time. So you could put him in the plans for not just next year, but the year beyond that and the year beyond that. That would be something that I don't think any NFL team would even come close to expecting.
I think that's probably the number one reason why they won't do it. Because they realize if Nick Chubb, who is superhuman, comes back this year, and he a 1,200-yard season, you know you're going to have to re-sign him.
We have to play him until like the wheels legitimately do fall off. Like
this is the, and then if you get two more years down the road,
75-year-old Nick Chubb out there churning out 4 yards of carry and still playing him.
And Quinshon and Samson still have not been consistent players. You will to some degree have wasted those picks. So I agree. Like it's funny. Like I don't have like a definitive take on the Nick Chubb stuff. I still think he can play. I don't think there's the role there. I can understand if they're afraid of what he can do and what he might block those young playing time. At the same point, I want what's best for him. I want him to get a chance where whatever the best chance is in the NFL, not in Pittsburgh or Baltimore, for him to get a chance to run for 1,000 yards this year, that's where I want him at.
A contender in the NFC would be really nice for him.
Yeah, I think a contender in the NFC would be really nice for us. I think a contender in general... I wouldn't even hate Kansas City. Pacheco's a nice player. They've got a bunch of nice... They don't have a Nick Chubb. But they don't have a guy with a resume of Nick Chubb. Got a guy and a resume of Kareem Hunt. That's a different resume. 216-474-0092. As we have this conversation, how many wins does a good running game get you this year of the Cleveland Browns? I don't know it's... I don't know if it gets you a lot more wins than not, but I think it gives you a chance off. It's not just going to put it all on the passing game. And another draft prank call, none of the controversy. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.